Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela Campeano. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak?
Hello?
One second, please. Oh, may I speak with Frederick Torres?
This is him.
Thank you. Would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English. What's the survey for?
It's an opinion survey that we're doing about Kern County.
Oh, about Kern County?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances for you, for your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
yes.
vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices, like a county board of supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote some of the time? Or do you not vote in those races?
I vote.
Always.
Always.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Have gone off track.
Okay.
The old nation.
Understand. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one of us. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Kim Salas?
Two.
Very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of?
Oh, that was Rudy Salas?
Kim Salas,
somewhat.
Yes.
Somewhat unfavorable. I'm sorry. I was just counting the favorable.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you. And the next one is Donald Trump.
That would be a very favorable.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Oh, gosh. Not favorable at all.
Okay. So very unfavorable, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Leticia Perez?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Gavin Newsom.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
She's doing good job.
Good. Okay. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
She should be reelected.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Leticia Perez.
Thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Leticia Perez, County Supervisor? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Crime, roads and traffic, housing costs, climate change, homelessness, county taxes, jobs and the economy.
Oh. Well, there's so many good ones to pick. Homelessness, I guess.
Okay. Homelessness.
And crime and all the other ones are all up to, they're all good. I don't know which one on those ones. I'll pick homelessness.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about King Salas for each. Please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support King Salas for county supervisor. And the first one says, Salas wants to county do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Not so believable.
Okay, so it's not at all convincing or a little convincing?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, streets and roads in Kern County are in a bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Oh. Well, you did say some of them at the end. Say the question at the very beginning of the question.
Of course. The statement says, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Is this a statement a good reason, or very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing to support her?
Okay. Oh, you said Salas, right?
Sorry? Salas, yes.
Did you say? Okay. You said he would work to make some of the holes filled, right?
Yes. It says that Salas will work to make sure that the potholes are filled, drains
and gutters
are
filled.
Uh-huh, yes.
I'll say not too convincing.
A little convincing or not at all convincing?
A little convincing.
Okay. The next statement says, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction service, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
I would hope it's true, but it's not too convincing. I don't have much faith in him.
Understand. The next one says, Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says, if Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
That is Rudy Salas?
Yes.
Not too convincing.
Okay.
Rudy Salas is a he. You keep saying she.
Oh, sorry, the statement says she. I do apologize.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, Rudy Salas is a man, though.
Yes, actually it says Kim Salas, who we're talking right now. So I think...
Yeah, Rudy Salas, Mr. Salas, right?
Kim Salas?
Yeah, it's a him.
Oh, I do apologize. The statement here says she. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so the last one was not at all convincing, correct?
Correct. Or somewhat not convincing, somewhat non-convincing. It's on the non-convincing side.
A little convincing?
A little convincing, very little.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says, Salas says his top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Is this reason very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay, thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas Assemblymember, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor. For whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assemblymember, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Leticia.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez. Okay? The first one says, Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings she missed more board meetings than all of other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
That is not convincing.
In this case, the answers are different. That this statement raised very serious doubts about the board for her. Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
No real doubts for her.
Okay. The next
one. I don't believe the statement. That means I don't believe the statement.
I understand. These are just general statements that the people provided for us just to get general opinions. And I appreciate your time.
Okay.
The next one says, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting records as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. This generates for you very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Minor doubts. Not really care.
Understand. The last one says, as county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California.
I somewhat doubt that.
Understand. Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Seriously doubt it.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or as a Republican?
Republican.
Okay. Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate,
thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years in college.
Okay. Thank you. And in what year were you born? This is just to make sure that we have a representative sample.
1961.
Okay, thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. Is that you or a household member or all of
it's
you?
It's only me. Okay. That's all of me.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Frederick.
Okay, and just to make sure, it's Frederick, correct?
Correct.
Thank you, Frederick. That concludes our survey for today. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I have one question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Perez, Leticia, what is her, is she running under Republican or Democrat?
Leticia Perez, right?
Yes. Is she a Democrat or Republican?
Let me double check. Yes. Generally, they just send us this information for us, just to make sure. Allow me one moment, just taking notes about Joseph Serbi. As a Democrat, according to the information that I have here.
And so is Rudy, huh?
Well, actually, the survey was talking about Kim Salas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rudy Salas is a Democrat. Am I correct?
Just let me double check that for you.
I can find out. It's okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much
And your name is?
Marcela.
Marcela, thank you very much. You have a nice evening now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.